Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the wee hours of the AM, folks. We're sitting at 1:33 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global, satanic death cult of pedophiles. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. I can't say this enough. If you like this show, if you like what I do, if you are at all interested in what I do, please consider becoming a patron. Please consider at least making a one-time donation to this show. Every little bit helps. I cannot say that enough. Not kidding, folks. Every little bit helps. If you want to become a patron for 25 cents or whatever the lowest function is on there, if you want to shoot me $2, you know, I appreciate it every single bit. I'm so thankful for the patrons that I have. So thankful for the people that have donated over the years. And I'm thankful for the new people listening to this show every moment. So if you're a new listener, thank you ever so much. Please go to AnomicAge.com. Make a donation, become a patron. You can enjoy all the shows, the video, and the audio. This is going to fall under the information breakdown segments right there at AnomicAge.com. You can also support me via Shitoshis. I got a lightning link right there on the home screen. Had a lovely conversation with Mr. Chris Fogarty today. So if you missed that, please check that out also. We got the iPhone app, the Android app, the free newsletter. Subscribe by email link. Hit me up there at Apple Podcasts, iTunes directly. And if you can't do anything else, you can at least throw me some nice comments. Thumbs up, positive notes, and just sharing the links via the algorithms there. All the social media links are at the top also. They're all functioning just nicely, of course, with the exception of YouTube. Haven't been on there for several months, thanks to getting kicked off. But no use crying over spilled milk. I'm kind of happy I'm not on there, actually. It doesn't bother me a bit. I was getting so heavily censored and actually putting so little on there after their censorship, it really became kind of a mockery in the first place. So, no problem. Let's get into what we came to get into this evening, shall we? Title of this episode, Information Breakdown Segment 250, Tuning Out Reality. And I was kind of surprised to hear this because this has actually happened a little over a week ago. But if you missed it, this is just one of the articles covering it. This was from Forbes. Radio Silent, Tesla, Ford, and more EVs phase out AM radio on their car's stereo system, on their stereo receivers. So they're tuning it out. They're intentionally taking it out, but they're forcing everyone to tune out of reality by taking out the AM radios in the EV cars. And it'll go on to tell you they're going to do that to other cars that are going to be new to the market also. So you got to look at this through multiple lenses, really. They are forcing upon everyone these electric vehicles. No matter how much atrocities are being committed just to get you those batteries, they're forcing this upon everyone with all these asinine Agenda 21 / Agenda 2030 new mandates. Biden just outlawed, basically in the coming years, coal power plants, gas power plants, and Germany just shut down their final nuclear power plants. So you got to ask yourself, what shall we be using for energy? Well, that's the point, people. I mean, that is the point. Kind of like I was talking about in the previous information breakdown segment where we were discussing taking Tucker Carlson off the air. The point is to destroy civilization. They don't want you around anymore, people. Did you get that yet? They want you all dead. So by doing it incrementally, they're going to still get that same result as if they just killed everybody in front of a firing squad or set off a nuke or an EMP or what have you. They're going to still get you there. So by shutting down all the power plants, they're going to kill you. By shutting down the cars running off those quote-unquote fossil fuels, killing you. And now they're taking out the AM radios. And somebody's going, well, you can't say killing you on that one, can you? Well, killing you. Yeah. So let's take a look at this through a different lens, shall we? Taking out the AM radios. What does that really accomplish? Well, it kind of harkens back to the fairness doctrine. It kind of harkens back to the same thing that porn stars doing in the Ukraine, Zelensky, by silencing the religious fundamentalists that are not going along with his garbage. He's doing this by silencing his political opposition. He's doing this by silencing any opposition to his regime. And the irony is he's being framed in the context of some sort of benevolent victim, when he's not doing anything all that different than Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Castro, Mussolini, or the like. It's really the same old song. It's all in the branding and all in the marketing. So he is silencing his political opposition. Same thing, basically, that was done under the Berisutoro regime, where he had the IRS going after his political opposition. And everybody sat by and wrung their hands and didn't do diddly squat about it. And then Trump came in and everybody really didn't do diddly squat about it. Here we are again with Chairman Biden, and it's the same old song. They've just ratcheted it up a bit, and they've now given the IRS and all these other benevolent love organizations even more power, even more armaments, and even more carte blanche to go after the political enemies. So, somebody's going, well, by silencing AM radio, you're not really doing anything now, are you? Well, of course you are. Because AM radio is a viable alternative to the filth that you're going to be receiving from the FM dials, to the filth that you're going to be receiving in the major news networks and the like. The AM radio has been basically the political bastion, primarily of conservatism, for the past, good knows, like 40-plus years at the very least. The very least. But here we are. 2023, and the silencing of political opposition is right here upon us again. I'm trying to think of this gentleman's name, and I'm sad that I can't remember his name. I'm going to get it here in just about a moment, so. Paul Harvey. There we go. Paul Harvey. If I were the devil. Yeah, that famous quote. Now, Paul Harvey used to come on the radio also. And everything he mentioned in If I Were the Devil has come to pass. Every single bit. So it is definitely the silence of political opposition, whether or not they want to call it that or not. And somebody's going, well, you can still have your own little radio that you can have with you. And, well, by taking it out of the cars, it's taking out a big market share, I would hazard a guess. And people think that it's all big conglomerate, multinational, part of those seven, or are we down to six media conglomerates that owns everything now? But there are still some bastions of sanity. There's still some mom-and-pop AM frequency radio stations all across this nation. And when you start taking these things out of cars, that incrementalization, the death by a thousand cuts, well, you're taking a big market share off the table. Because believe it or not, people do drive to work still. People do still listen to those radios in the car still. That morning commute, that afternoon commute, that makes up a pretty big market share. And the AM dial is important for that. The political sphere, primarily, not exclusively, but primarily the conservative talk shows on the radio are on that AM dial. And the AM dial has been a turning point for so many people. I've noticed this over the years myself. And I would say it was a turning point for me. Because I think, if there's not been a study on this, there should be. At a certain point, the average man and woman also, but a large part of this audience is men. That's just demographics. But I think at a certain point, when you become an adult, you become hitting in that, I'd say, late 20s, early 30s bracket, you kind of become bored with all the music, and you sure don't want to listen to anything on the radio. Well, that's just my opinion anyway. And so you flip that dial to the alternative, the AM. And you're met with a cavalcade of different hosts. I love the AM dial. I don't listen to it that much anymore, so I'm not in the car that much anymore, but I specifically remember the AM, which is, of course, my favorite time, the late, great Art Bell. Coast to Coast AM. Good grief. That was such a wonderful program that got destroyed when Nori took it over until they were smart enough to let John B. Wells take the helm here and there. And then that, of course, was abruptly terminated. But there are so many other folks on the AM dial. Clark Howard. Love Clark Howard still. And, oh my goodness, the name, Neil Bortz, that's who I was thinking of. Neil Bortz, definitely heavily influential to me many decades back, coming out of Atlanta. He's since retired, but he's still around. And Sean Hannity. You know, I love him or hate him. I mean, he definitely had and said some good stuff from time to time on the radio. I listened to him for a little bit decades ago as well. And there's so many other smaller names out there. Of course, the late, great Rush Limbaugh on those AM dials all across this nation. But I think by taking these out of the receivers in the cars, that's going to extinguish a lot of those would-be conservatives that may not know that they're conservatives yet. Those would-be conservatives that are not even old enough to listen to this stuff quite yet or might not have fallen into that sort of progression or demographic, if you will. It's going to take them out of the game. So is it killing us? Literally, no, but it will be in a few years, in a few generations, because those voices will be tuned out, tuning out the reality, in much the same way Fox taking Tucker off was a turn of phrase of tuning out the reality as well. So if you can tune out the reality and just get everybody hooked on the pablum, well, what do you got? A generation full of dolts, idiots, ne'er-do-wells, carpetbaggers, and scum. Which is, in essence, what you've got right about now with the millennials, the Gen Zers, and everything else. And I'm not speaking for all of them and suggesting that they all fall under one of those unfortunate banners. But I think the AM dial saves a lot of people from themselves. Did me. And the K-12 indoctrination, college, university weaponization, well, that churns out automatons 8 days a week and twice on Sunday. And we all know what those bastions of liberalism in all forms and factions of the media are doing. The streaming services, the movies, the television shows, the sports, it's all the same, and it all churns out the same idiotic levels of dolts. So you got all that churning out the idiocy that we are surrounded by right about now. And about the only alternative to that nonsensical pablum would be the AM dial. And of course, the more recent internet giving you all sorts of more alternative voices that are not going to be available on the AM dial. So somebody's going, well, it's no big deal because you still got the internet. Well, folks, old tech always trumps new tech. It just does. So if you can't afford the internet, you can still most likely afford an AM radio. Until they've all been deemed defunct and delinquent or whatever, and then they won't be around anymore. By taking them out of the cars, even if you couldn't afford your own receiver at the house, you can listen to it in the morning commutes. Well, maybe not anymore. Well, perhaps you're stuck in a precarious situation due to a natural disaster, or as I probably would term them, not-so-natural disasters anymore, thanks to our weather war. Well, all the power's off and everything else is off. Well, you can't really listen to the internet now, can you? Well, you can still listen to that AM dial and get the weather, get the updates, get the news broadcasts, get the places you can go seek refuge and shelter, and of course, those roads you may not want to travel on. Until, of course, that AM dial is no longer available for you because it's been deemed defunct, irrelevant, and so forth. Just by merely taking it out of the cars. You see all these ramifications and collateral damage that this can have. Because once they take it out of the cars, they're going to take it out of the receivers for your home. And then after that, they will all be deemed defunct and they will just do away with it altogether. In much the same way in communist Russia, most of the media was done away with except for Pravda. That state-sponsored, state-approved media will always be there for you. BBC, PBS, when all the other outlets of alternative news, facts, and information have been dispensed with, I can guarantee you the state-sponsored terrorist news organizations will be there for it. So, I would sort of lend credence to that. We need the AMs. We need the AMs in the cars, in our personal radios, in your stereo receiver and everything else. You need the AM dial. You need an alternative to the pablum. You need an alternative to the big name multimedia conglomerate organizations. Some bastion of mom and pop radio should still survive. It needs to. We need that, folks. We need that diversity, if you will, to use one of those lovely buzzwords. We need a diversity of thoughts, at least in the news, in the processing of information. Heck, we'll just be blunt, in the propaganda. You need an alternative propaganda source. So I think we all need to take a look at this. We need to take a look at what's going on. Just as everybody's up in arms over Tucker, you should also be up in arms that they are taking the radios of the AM variety are taking that choice off the dial for you. They are silencing reality for you. Whether or not you know it or not, you might not realize it, but your parents, or should I say your offspring and their generations after, will. They'll wonder, what in the world happened to the other choices that we had? Or they might not. They might just grow up in that vacuum and never realize there was once other choices to choose from. We need to figure this out, folks. We need to look at it. We need to be that fly in the ointment, if you will, that squeaky wheel that gets the grease. And we need to make a little bit of a ruckus, I believe. But I know we won't because, of course, we're here in land of the sheep, home of the slave. But, you know, if we actually still had a modicum of revolutionary spirit in us, it would behoove us all to sort of check this out, maybe make a little bit of a ruckus, maybe say, hey, we're very happy with our radios the way they are, thanks. Buzz off. Just an idea, just a thought. Well, folks, you can't do everything, but you can do something. Please try to get out there and do something. Be the boat rocker. Be the peaceful, nonviolent squeaky wheel. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.